first for breaking news and the best live sport.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Christmas is coming. We all know this because we've seen it in the shops since September. Christmas games might be one of those things you choose to buy if you've got people of the right sort of age. And let's be honest, that's any age from 6 to 60. I'm Adam Rosser. This is Game On. And with me tonight is Andy Robertson, the head of Family Gamer TV.
Hello.
Which is a YouTube channel that you can find. And Peter Willington from Pocket Gamer.
Hello.
What is their big box that people are going to be getting for Christmas? I mean, the big fight in my mind is Disney's Infinity versus Activision's Swap Force. And I have to be honest, in my house with my nearly nine-year-old daughter, Infinity has edged it because of the toy box.
Really?
But what are you finding?
Yeah. Is that because of the film aspect of Infinity?
No, it's because of the toy box. It's because there's a lot of... She can actually go in and build stuff and move things around and have control over the big play space. Skylanders, as she said to me the other day. Well, you might as well give those to the little boy next door because I'm not going to be playing with them again.
It's just like,
okay. Well, I think it just may just be a gender issue. She just may not be engaging with the whole battle mechanic that they've got inside Swap Force, and she likes the adventures and the quests, and then the here is stuff which I can build with, which is rather like Lego and other sorts of products like
I mean, I think Swap Force is good. I think it's an interesting way to extend that Skylanders model. So this year you have figures that come apart at the middle and you can mix and match them, which gives you a nice sort of on the carpet aspect of playing. So they're sort of semi-articulated, but then in the game knows which halves you've got. It certainly extends Skylanders. Beyond that, it is sort of more of the same. And my kids, when they were looking at the new figures, they thought they were all going to be swappable. So they were slightly disappointed when they just opened the normal ones, which are this like normal Wiggly Skylanders and new characters, and were like, oh, these don't come apart. So a lot of Skylanders is more of the same. I do like Disney Infinity, and I think we're seeing a greater focus with how Disney are working with it on that toy box. They're providing these user-created worlds that have been uploaded, and then you can then download them and play with them yourself. And then the more recent sets of figures have a focus on the toy box as well, which is a distinction you need to realise, because up until now, all the toy figures you would buy would go with a franchise playset, and that would give you an adventure in its own right. The newer toys for Frozen and for Tangled and Wreck-It Ralph are toys that exist mainly to be played within the toy box. Well, actually only to be played within the toy box, because they don't have their own adventures. And it feels like that's where the ongoing sort of value will be for Disney Infinity.
Oh, that's interesting. So there isn't actually a realm for Frozen yet. Well, I suppose there couldn't be, because it would tell us too much about the film, which isn't even out yet, wouldn't it?
The Lone Ranger content was in there and just sort of locked away, ready for the film.
Yeah.
And I think technically they could, but it's just how many play sets they could squeeze into that. They'd have to do it a long time in advance, wouldn't they?
Yes, absolutely.
So that's the sort of middle ground they fit. These, you can have the figures, and they've got little mini-adventures in the toy box, but they don't have the big sort of traditional Disney Infinity experience.
And we begin to wonder, ask ourselves, are they using the toys to promote the films by getting them out early so people are familiar with the characters? But that might be me reading too much into all of this. So it is horses for courses with that one, I think. If the young person says they want Swap Force, don't get them Infinity. Don't make that mistake.
Yeah, get the right one.
Get the right one. A lot of this all the way around is getting the right one. I talked very briefly about things like Just Dance, which has just come out. I mean, are there any of those big activity-type games which have struck you as being good value for money? Quizzes, that sort of stuff.
It's kind of stretching that genre a bit, but we've gone back to playing some Wonder Book titles. This is the big plush foldable book that you put in front of your PlayStation Eye camera.
Mm-hmm.
The pages are blank until you do that, and then on the screen they get populated with interactive pop-up stories and interactive elements. And we've got a new Harry Potter style game or book, if you want, this year for that, called Book of Potions. I was impressed with that. It has that sort of sense of a quiz game that everyone in the room wants to tell you how to do it, and everyone's sort of collaborating. I think it's because it's that physical book that's on the carpet. Everyone feels like they're involved. That's good. And there's also on that same peripheral, if you like, Walking with Dinosaurs, which has that nice sort of BBC quality to it.
Well done, that man. Thank you very much to Andy Robertson, and thank you to Peter Willington.
Thank you.
Cheers.